everybody. Welcome back to Tabletop Escapades. I hope you're ready for four more episodes of combat. Just kidding. We're out of combat. Who knows when that could happen again. But you guys are finally out of combat. You got all of your spiteful kills done and accounted for. It's great. And you guys are in a cool spot, or I think it's a cool spot. You let me know. You're in a tent. Important to kind of remind you, I guess, that when you touched the crystal, there was an image of a young Tataka inside of it. Therese, you have an amulet, which burned into that amulet. There is a picture of Tataka and a younger Tataka, not quite as young as it was in the crystal, and somebody kind of standing over him with his hand on his shoulder, kind of like a mentor.
Papaka.
Papaka. He does have a name. It is not Papaka, but he can be colloquially named that. That's cool.
There's no stopping this now, bro.
Yeah. He may not refer to himself
station.
As Papaka.
Hello, I am Papaka.
Hello.
Hello.
Tataka's, I am the key.
Tataka's dad,
I
Papaka.
Am Papaka.
When I realized, I named him that after myself.
Yeah.
Popper, you also picked up one of the Death Knights... long swords, which Sweet. Does necrotic damage. But anyway, you're in the tent. You're all together. It was a pretty long, strenuous battle, so you're all missing spell slots and health and all of that
mm-hmm.
stuff.
I have no spell slots.
It does seem pretty calm and quiet right now. Like I mentioned to you before, just to kind of reset the scene, you're in a tent that seems to be bound together by bone and animal hide. The ground underneath you is just scorched, extremely dry earth. Kind of dusty.
Inside the tent?
Inside the tent, yeah. So it's not like there's like a ground. It's
rugs
just the earth,
or, yeah.
basically. Mm. This ruined earth. There are animal carcasses kind of strewn about. Some of them half eaten, some of them completely eaten. There's a lot of parchment with things scribbled on it. And there's also books, leather-bound books. Not leather-bound books. They're bound by, like, scales and bone and stuff. Not leather-bound. But, yeah. And string.
Can I read already?
Moof traveled into this world with a sword through his stomach. How's
yes.
he looking?
So, Moof is in the center of the tent, basically, and he just has a pool of Moof blood around him. He is still alive, and you can tell this because he's breathing. He's, like, wheezing. But mm-hmm. his eyes are closed, and he's not kind of responding to your presence.
Do I have to do, like, a medical check to remove the sword?
You'd have to, yeah, make a medicine check.
Medicine
if you
check.
Do that.
What's your medicine stat, Huber? Are you higher or lower than me? I'm plus two on that.
I'm plus eight.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
take
I'm
that
plus
sword
four
out,
on that.
Save yeah. him. Yeah, I'm taking the sword out.
All right, make a medicine check, please.
Check the medicine.
Is 9 plus 8 is, 17. Like, 17?
So you slowly slide the sword out of the center of his gut, and you hear a loud, piercing cry from Moof. He just screams, and one of his arms shoots straight up, and then he goes limp.
That went well.
Huber's got a spell for that.
I can heal everyone.
I hope it's cure wounds and
I
does
see you're
eight
looking at
health.
Mending. Do you not have
well,
that?
Well, mending is
That's
only
for
an
rocks
item.
And
yeah,
stuff.
It's an item. It's not like human
gotcha,
flesh.
Gotcha.
Healing will heal his wound.
Yeah. Is everyone pretty low?
I'm going
to.
I think we're about to rest.
I still might as well, then, if we're going
to
rest anyway.
Yeah, just
I'm going
to yeah. save him.
Level 9 mass heal.
Ooh.
Whoa, dang.
700 hit points divided as I choose.
Visuals.
That's creatures enough. Healed by this spell are also cured of all diseases and any effect making them blind or deafened.
Hey. Is Kata here?
Spell has no effect
yes.
on undead or constructs.
Important note. I'm a construct.
Kata was carrying Palvin.
So 700 health, just gonna top everybody off.
700.
We're all topped.
Yeah, I guess that works for me.
Did you say mass cure wounds, Huber?
It is mass
heal.
Heal on
mass
258.
He has a pool of 700 hit points.
Cool.
Which I think covers all of us.
700 plus, like, a little bonuses, so it's probably, like, 710.
Yeah. I'm going to take 72 of that HP.
Cool. Chill.
I took 37 of it.
I took like 80 something.
So it's instantaneous, one action. So just out of nowhere, you kind of yeah.
Everyone's just like.
Hey, thanks, Popper. Feeling good now.
Good.
Yeah, thanks, Popper.
That was a strenuous battle.
Move, can you hear me? Precious move.
Precious move.
Kyle, I will get to that in just 1 second, but Kata has an immediate response to Popper's healing. And he drops Palvin, like almost absent-mindedly, and he comes up to you, and he goes, Pompa, do you know?
Know what?
If you heal like that, you must be very close to Lingua. I never seen Lingua's spirit shown so generous.
I think the holy bros must have rubbed off on me.
Villian Zemnar! Villian Zemnar! Can we show him the way of Lingua?
We certainly can. In the last battle, he tried. He's making an attempt.
Mm-hmm.
Even in darkness, Lingua light way.
That's right.
Teresa's just like, ugh.
You hear...
You dropped me, you fool!
sorry, but you have no light. Forgot about you.
Gosh.
I forgot.
No, Carter, he's probably got some light. Just gotta find it.
Kato, yes, we must protect those who are weak. You must not drop them.
I did not mean insult. All can follow Lingua. Just right now, very dark.
It's okay, we'll light that fire inside him soon.
There is you hear the crack of thunder outside, and the wind picks up, and actually there's an entrance to this tent. It's just flaps that were at one point tied together, but they're not tied together now, and so the flaps of the tent are just kind of flapping all around. And you can see that it's pretty dark outside.
I'll go over and look outside, and then after I look, if I don't see anything, I'll tie the flaps back together.
Okay. So outside, you can immediately tell that this was some sort of community. There are a lot of tents that look very similar to this one. They all seem to be makeshift. They all seem to be made in about the same way. You don't see anybody else in between the tents. The environment itself is pretty barren. It seems like something nasty happened to this place. Up above you, there are dark clouds just kind of blotting out the sky, and there is thunder and lightning happening overhead. The most important thing and the weirdest thing is kind of off to the side. It looks like there's a giant pile of armor. And you can immediately tell, just because, A, you super recently encountered them, and you fought them before, there's just a giant pile of Death Knight armor.
Wow.
And it's not... It seems to be, like, in pieces and damaged.
Okay. Holding the flaps together, I turn around and I say, I have an idea. There are other tents like this one. I suggest we move to a different tent, rest in there... I can watch this tent. It just seems strange to me to stay in the tent that we showed up in, you know, in case someone comes back. We could rest up and get ready. There's a whole bunch of dead Death Knights out there. Storm's coming. Moof, you okay? Moof looks fine.
Yeah, that was a real tough one to live through. Who pieced me back together? I felt like my insides were rotting.
Oh, that was Pomper.
You know, I didn't think I could like you more than I did.
All right, so everybody, somebody grab that new Death Knight sword that we took out of Moof, if you want to use that, and let's go to that other tent.
Wait a minute. Where even are we? Don't you think we should poke around here a little bit, see what's happening? Or
I guess
are we
in
danger?
Look, well, someone could show up at any time. We should look at these scrolls and books, but... We could take them with us.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll grab him.
Sure. I'll help. I'll help carry that.
Yeah, take it.
Essentially, take big handfuls.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just as much as we can carry out of here.
There's no crystal, right?
There is no crystal.
Okay.
I will ask you all to make a perception check.
Is there a painting of Dylan on the wall?
Which Dylan?
There are
the one true Dylan.
The one true, the seagull.
Yeah.
30. One. 31.
Okay. 17.
What is this?
Perception.
Perception, got it.
A little over 20.
I got 20 for Villian.
Okay, so Therese, you're the one that notices this first, okay? Kind of behind where you guys appeared inside of this tent, what causes you to turn around and take notice is you can tell that somebody else is breathing in here. But it's like very, very, very faint, quiet, barely audible breathing. But you do hear it, and you turn around and you notice that there's this animal blanket, this animal hide blanket that is just kind of all dirty. It's covered in grime and mud and just, it seems very crusty and it seems like it's kind of discarded, but you notice that the blanket underneath it, there's some sort of lump. It's a big, probably 7 foot tall lump.
Okay.
Making it a very big blanket.
I turn around and look at it and then into the heads of these three, I say, there's someone under that blanket over there. Nobody panic, just be ready and let's move the blanket.
I want to activate my evil sense.
Okay.
detect good and evil. Hold on, I will smell.
It's a detect?
It's a smell, I forgot.
Yeah, it is a smell, not sure why.
Even in the spell?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Evil odor.
I'm going to look up, just to remind myself, the particulars of the spell, but I can tell you immediately that you do not sense evil.
Okay.
You do not, you're... Okay. So you sense the location of an aberration, celestial, elemental, fey, fiend, or undead. If it's within 3 feet of you, you're... Let me tell you, okay. This seems... You don't detect either good or evil.
Okay.
It is definitely somewhere in between.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's called divine sense, but yeah, same thing.
In the description of divine sense, does it just say you can detect either of these two extremes?
Yeah,
basically. Okay.
Yeah, powerful good rings like heavenly music in your ears. Oh, so it isn't just smells.
Okay.
Goodness sounds like music.
And bad smells bad.
It smells like a noxious odor. Yeah,
yeah, you don't get so either funny of those sensations.
Okay.
All right.
Just the carcasses.
I want to be ready to zap it if it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, hammer ready.
I guess, Kyle, I'm gonna play with this a little bit.
Ooh.
If you would allow me to do so. You do not...
You hear smelly bells.
No, it is... it is more evil than good.
Oh.
You catch a little faint whiff of something.
Proceed with caution, Therese.
One of you is lifting the blankets off. I'm back here.
Oh.
I'm going to zap it if it's bad.
It's all right. I'll get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, slowly
be careful,
reveal the figure underneath the blanket.
Smells faintly of evil.
Okay. So you flip off the blanket.
Gah!
And what you see underneath, and Therese, again, because you were the one that received the amulet, you'll be the one to piece this together. You see a creature that looks very much like Tataka, except, so imagine a sort of tiger person, but instead of kind of like the robust, like strong, hardy looking creature, they're all shriveled up. They're very emaciated. They look like they haven't had food in an extremely long time. This creature is so pitiful and weak that it can't even like lift its head to like properly address you guys. It's just, its eyes are open and its mouth is agape and it's just kind of breathing. It's just sort of existing, but it's not moving at all. Its head and stomach and arms and feet are all just kind of flat and planted on the earth. Also, Therese, you can tell that at least the coloring and approximately the height of this creature is the same as the mentor creature that you saw in the
Yeah. I say into your heads again, I say, this might be Tataka's mentor or father? I show you the amulet with the picture of him. Mm. It looks similar. I guess I'll try to talk into his head, this guy,
nice.
To see if we should heal him or something to talk sure. to him. Hello. You there. Tiger Man.
Why are you here?
We were sent here by a teleportation crystal of some kind. We seek Tataka. Are you his father?
So you're another one of his pawns, I see.
Well, no, actually, kind of the opposite of that, as a matter of fact.
The opposite? What is your goal? Why are you here?
Well, sir, before I answer that, how do you feel about Tataka?
Therese, how's it going?
Yeah, is it evil or not?
Give me a minute. I'm still trying to ascertain that. One second.
How do I feel about Tataka? Someone I tried to treat like my own son? I feel an equal mixture of rage and sorrow. More of those are directed at myself than anything else, but his own anger, he's done this to his people. I can never forgive him for that.
I sense that yourself and we may be at similar purposes. We disagree with Tataka's actions as well, and we are here to stop him and to set things right, if possible.
How do you plan to stop someone that has inherited falsely so much grotesque power?
Find a way to take it, find a way to kill it, find a way to destroy it, and then do the same to him, I guess.
It seems you don't know much about Tataka.
Frightfully little.
I don't think it at all possible for you to best him in raw strength. But the Tataka I know is a mentally frail and pitiful boy. I think if you could get inside of his head, that might give you the advantage you need.
Funny you should say that. You seem like an honest fellow. Am I correct in my assumption? You've been very forthright with me.
My honesty, or bluntness, if you will, is what led Tataka to do all of this.
Well, then let me be equally blunt. My plan was to use you as bait or leverage to manipulate Tataka.
You can't use me to manipulate Tataka unless you were very clever about it. He did this to me. So seeing me in danger probably wouldn't prompt much within the boy.
Then what if he were to see you thrive?
Now you're thinking along the right direction.
I say, Pomper, can you heal this man, please?
Mm-hmm. What's going on?
This
been quiet for a while.
This is the mentor of Tataka. He seems to
kill
be...
him!
No, Palvin. He too is disappointed and does not like Tataka. So I'm going to take a gamble. We're going to heal him, and maybe he will help us defeat Tataka.
I whisper to Villian. You think he's evil?
He only smells slightly evil.
All right, well, stay sharp. We'll take him down.
How do I smell? Villian?
Very poor.
I mean, besides that, we have none of us are roses right now.
Good question, Ben. What does Therese? If I do divine sense, what does Therese smell like?
He ain't hearing any bells. I'll tell you that.
Moldy bread.
Therese isn't.
I'm chaotic neutral.
Yeah.
You just chaotic, smell like, right? Yeah, you smell the smells of chaos.
It's like, what is that?
Yeah. I can't place it.
Therese smells like the movie The Crow.
Okay. Most accurate statement with a little Dark City thrown in there. So basically me. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I guess. Mask cure on him.
You got another one of those?
Mask cure?
Mask cure.
That's only level 5. Different spell. Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay, how much do you heal him for?
Do you want me to roll it?
Yar?
I said no if it was like a NPC with like only a little bit.
It's weird. I feel like cure would
be a
higher.
I mean, you're kind of right, Hubert. We can. There's something I do want to do with him. Okay. But you heal him, and he is wounded. He can move around and he can speak to you guys out loud now. And he only says one thing, and his voice is obviously very different than what it was mentally. And he just keeps crying, "Food! Food!"
I snap my fingers and out comes food and drink.
Careful with that water, dude. We're in a small tent.
So the food and water clumsily falls all over the tent. There are still
Pumper
books and
jugs,
parchment
jugs first
that are on the ground, and they actually do get wet.
Pumper, you got the parchment wet.
The books, Pumper. Be
what
careful.
What are you doing?
Sorry.
We need to look for barrels first, Pumper.
He said he was hungry.
Well, give him some of the mush.
It looks like they used like coal on some of the parchment, and that is washing away from the paper.
Oh, no. I try to save as many as we can.
We're holding some of them, though. Yeah. Palvin, make him a good berry, too. Palvin, what's wrong?
It's not working. Good berry. Oh.
You must be tired, little one.
Yeah, Palvin, we'll rest, and then you'll...
One.
I've never had this. This is how I don't understand. I guess I shall rest.
Yeah.
You're out of spell slots.
What is your name, sir?
Food! Feed me!
Give him the mush.
Loaf. Give him some mush.
Loaf of bread.
How do you feed him?
Just hand out.
I don't think he can reach it.
Like, if this is like this.
Yeah, put it in his mouth. I don't think he can reach it. Feed him.
Put it right up to his mouth.
Okay, he grabs it from you pretty aggressively and just starts ravenously eating it.
Nice.
Yeah. He asks for more.
Hungry little guy.
Yeah. Yo, take it slow.
Yo.
Easy.
Yo, take it slow.
Take it slow. Easy. I give him some more. Yeah.
He continues to eat and just, you know, playing along here. He continues just ravenously eating it. And a few minutes pass. It's clear he has not eaten in some time. You could use, like, pieces of coal to write something on parchment, right? Like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, yes.
Yeah, you do art with charcoals.
Yeah. Charcoal pencils.
Welcome to my art show. He eats, and he kind of wipes off his mouth, and he attempts to stand up. And he takes his arms and he tries to push up his torso. And he just falls flat back on the ground.
I help him up.
Villian picks him up too, yeah.
He starts chuckling. Oh, never did I think a damn Tataka would be able to do anything like this. My name is Doros.
Cool name.
Strangers, welcome to our home.
You and Tataka's home.
Yes. Yes. This is where we fought to survive.
Who are you fighting? The Death Knights?
Oh, the March of Time itself. This land that you're on, it's barren. Wildlife is hard to come by. Everything is trying to kill you. And there's barely any water at all. In order to survive, you have to go through a fire of sorts. And just Tataka, he was never meant for it.
Tataka was was weak growing up?
Yes, but he was smart enough to not get himself killed. However, that... I hate this. I believe in providing for oneself, but... Could you bring me some of that water?
Were there any containers that fell in?
No.
No, like, there's not, like, a single bowl in this entire place?
I mean, Huber, the way that it's going to work is if you want to put it into a container, you got to set that up. Otherwise, it's just going to fall.
Can't just snap your fingers.
But, I mean, it's going to fall everywhere, and I assume that within everywhere, there's at least, like, one thing that would catch it.
Maybe not here, so...
Maybe an animal hide was drenched, and you could squeeze it out on him or something.
Straight out of that carcass right there.
Cool. I will cast it again.
Into what?
Plan it out!
Into a... any kind of cup or vase or bowl.
Do we have
or
cupped any, hands?
Yeah, if there's anything around the room that can catch the water.
You know what's funny is there's a limitless supply of water falling outside.
Rainwater?
It hasn't started storming yet.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I don't think.
Yeah.
So I'll look for anything that
it shouldn't be raining. It should just be thunder and lightning.
Yeah. Okay.
So
rain has not yet been specified.
Huber, I promise I am not doing this to spite you. but there are no cups or bowls.
It's cool.
There is like
everybody
kind of a,
cup your hands.
Yeah, cup your hands.
There is like a kind of it. A broken down box of sorts that you could try to use if you
sure.
wanted to.
Yeah.
Do you wear a helmet?
None of us have helmets.
No.
Huh.
Villian cups his hands. Oh, and turns his shield upside down.
Yeah.
So that's what he does.
Both of those will work
just
fine.
Julian turns his shield upside down.
Nice. Good thinking, bro.
Perfect.
All right, so you have this kind of shield saucer of water.
Yeah.
I think we all have canteens, too, maybe, but yeah.
And he tips the tip of the shield into the mouth of Papaka.
Wait, was it
Doros.
Doros.
Papaka.
Doros.
He starts slurping it up. Oh, thank you. Thank you. You have my gratitude. I want you to know that whatever pain Tataka has caused you, or anyone else, it's probably my fault.
Then you will help us make it right.
Perhaps you misunderstand. It is the entire world that is in pain.
Not just one world, many.
What is your name?
I'm Felian Maitru, brother of the greater Zemnar Maitru.
The greater Zemnar!
I give him one of those. Give him a point.
You seem to take great pride in your family. I admire that.
Yes.
Do you know Lingua?
No. What is a Lingua?
Lingua is the god who created all of this. The only one who can truly fight Tadaka.
Lingua is the god that those two and a few of these others believe in. We've met a few different gods, so we don't know who made
Lingua the best, though.
Sure.
Yeah, the one true god.
Uh-huh.
Well... If this Lingua brought you here, must not have your best interests at heart. Oh, I'm sorry.
It is no random chance we met you.
I have to level with you. And
Realmos was leading us here. Never mind.
I've become a little delusional in my pain and seeing everything that's happened. I can tell you what I know, but I don't know where Tataka is. I don't have the power that he does. He brought me low so quickly, I don't know. All I know is this village and where he came from and that he's creating those damn things.
Well, I think learning the most we can about Tataka and maybe finding something we can use to undo him is a good place to start.
Yeah, you got any powerful weapons or anything that could help?
We have weapons, yes. Tataka didn't seem to be very interested in them. They, judging by your attire, are probably a lot less good than what you have. Though we do have other things that may help you.
Like what?
I can't move on my own, but if you can bring me to the tent directly across from here, I think it might be there still.
Pick him up.
Yeah, help him.
Yeah. We'll go over there, I guess. Okay. I'm bringing parchment and paper. And
mm-hmm. Cool. I'm assuming everybody goes over.
Yeah.
So inside this tent, there seems to be a broken cage made of wood that was kind of hastily strung together. Sitting inside the broken cage at its bottom is a large plant.
Whoa.
The plant, it's kind of, it has a mouth, okay? And that mouth splits off into like kind of four petals. And lining each of the petals is teeth. The inside is purple. It has kind of green tendrils coming out of the sides of it. And the color of the plant itself is yellow with green spots.
Have we ever seen anything like this before?
You have not, it seems.
Yeah.
What is that? I'm not going near that.
Yeah, well, you're a lot less brave than you look. That's the kind of thing we eat around here. If you can mash it up, be careful with its green tendrils, but if you can mash up the mouth and you can feed it to yourself, it'll fortify you. It'll also purify your body. So if you get poisoned by something, or you need to just toughen up a little bit, it'll help.
All right.
It seems you could use this plant worse than any of us. Lingua protects me from poison.
I could use it, but I'm in no shape to whip it up into a dish.
Oh, we can mash a plant. Is that what you would like us to do?
I'll wait outside. I'm terrified of this thing. I've never been so scared in my life.
This is what does it?
Yeah.
It looks intensely gross.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's smash it.
Yeah, you said avoid the green tendrils. Do they move? Will it attack us?
Tendrils can extend.
All
right, Villian.
We're at a safe distance now, but if we move any closer, it might try to.
Well, I got this big hammer. We can swing far away at it. Villian, back me up, though.
Okay.
If its teeth pierce your skin.
Oh my god.
There's a liquid inside. It'll start melting through anything. Anything at all.
Sounds real dangerous. What do you guys use to kill them? Or smash them? They'll get poison.
The plant can't see, it can only sense movement. When your feet move closer to it, it senses, its roots sense the vibrations of the earth.
So,
if you can dive at it and move through the air swiftly, you can crush its petals in on itself before it has a chance to do anything.
All right.
I cast Kevin Bacon.
I don't know what that reference is.
Tremors.
Therese, think if you zapped this thing, it'd vaporize?
Well, I was wondering that. Doros, have you ever... do you know if this thing would burn if struck by some kind of otherworldly...
It's evil magic.
...force lightning? Strange question, perhaps.
Because
it will burn.
All right.
You're going to have to get physical if you want the most potent effects.
All right, enough. I've had enough. It's time to take care of this.
It does force damage, which is weird. It's not like
I'm
gonna fire.
Jump attack this thing.
Whoa, dude.
Jump attack.
So you're going to dive at it?
Yeah. Swing.
Okay. Wait, should we open the cage first?
It's, so the cage is actually broken off, so you can't reach
okay,
it.
Oh, okay.
It's like, imagine you have a cage and like the top half is just completely shattered. Okay. So, Brad, here's how I think we're going to do this. I'm going to have you make an acrobatics check.
Okay.
Because you're diving in armor, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I take off my armor?
We should just throw Palvin at it.
Okay, acrobatics. I can make a noise somewhere else. Distract it.
That's a one.
Okay.
So six.
Do you have inspiration? Use your inspiration.
I don't have inspiration.
I think you do have a D6 you can add to that, though.
Oh, wait. Right? Do we get two attacks still? Or no, that's no. Oh, the bardic inspiration?
Yeah, I wonder if Zemnar got any bardic inspiration.
I don't think he did.
I think Villiand, Pomper, Therese.
I think I didn't get it. All right.
Okay.
So at least I'm immune to disease, I guess.
Yep.
Take the bite.
Are you immune to acid bites?
I don't know. We're gonna find out.
So Zemnar, you try to jump. You just end up tripping yourself, and you end up falling flat. So you kind of you go over, and your arms extend. And the vines, the green tentacles of the plant shoot forward, and they try to wrap around your wrist. So it's going.
Jeez, time to launch! Kill the plant!
Okay.
Kill it!
It's gonna make. You can do that. It's just it's gonna make a grapple check. So wait. I'm gonna have you roll against this.
Okay.
You can either use your athletics or acrobatics. Because you failed the first acrobatics check and you're flat.
Mm-hmm.
I think that.
If you're prone, I think
athletics.
You...
Look at that boost. Yeah.
Options are prone. Is it disadvantage on attack rolls?
Hit it, dude. Well, wrapped up.
No, I don't think... I don't think you do. Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm going to charge up and try to hit it anyway.
Well, I'm getting wrapped up.
Knowing, though, that Teresa's bolts are the best way to kill
it. I'm going
to... You can totally respond to it. It's just... It's still going to get to see
right.
if it
yeah, yeah.
wraps around Zemnar.
Okay.
You okay in there?
Oh, gosh.
Okay. 26.
I got a natural 20.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, jeez.
All right. So it does grab you, and it's slowly pulling you towards its mouth.
Strike it!
I will...
Quick! No!
I'll Eldritch Blast it right below the, you know, like at its waist, I guess. Like if the head top part is what we're after, I'm going to try to just like blast that part off. And, like, destroy the bottom half.
Sure.
So I have to make... And I still have foresight, so I have advantage on it. I'll just blast it four times.
Wait, Villiand hit it first.
I'm running. Villiand runs just as the blasts are coming.
Yeah.
Zemna!
So that's a 22... Or that's a 26 for the first one. 24 or a 18. So 24 for the second one.
All these are hits so far.
24 for the third one. 26 for the fourth one. Those all hit?
They all hit. Unfortunately, there is a little bit of a disadvantage to hitting this thing multiple times.
Yeah,
so you do
really
hit it.
Yeah.
You do hit it all of these different times. and it does. You do the full damage to it. Which is totally fine. However, every time you hit it, it starts pulsing. Like it's going to throw something up. Like it's
woof.
And for each of the Eldritch Blasts that hit, it ends up like spitting venom around the room. It starts spitting its liquid around the room. And so, let's see, you hit it four times, you said?
Yeah, and I'm calculating the damage now. 6 + 5 = 11.
I'll use my reaction to shield Palvin from the venom.
He can't take venom yet.
Yeah. Yes. I can push it too. Should I push it?
Push it into like the spikes of the.
I'll push it away from us.
So you can. It's like wrapped. It's kind of extending itself outside of the cage and is rooting itself in the earth. So you have to like uproot it.
I mean, each of the blasts would do, so it did 37 damage, and each blast I would like attempt to push it 10 feet. If it's rooted, then whatever, I think it would just like pull on it, you know?
Yeah. But each of them can move it 10 feet?
Yeah.
Okay, so the fact that you hit with four of them makes it far more successful. So we have kind of an order of events here. How much damage did you do?
37.
Okay. So you did 37 damage. You pushed it 10 feet each time. Before we kind of get to the results of what happened to the plant itself, could I have all of you make a dexterity saving throw?
If I'm outside, do I still do it?
No, Pomper, your decision to move outside keeps you safe from this.
Wise. Oh, wait, I have a
nice choice.
9.
Mm-hmm. 8.
3 for Villiand, 15 for Palvin.
Palvin got the best reaction.
Everyone rolled pretty bad.
He's a little bard.
So, Kyle, what happened to you and Palvin is actually a little bit different. Because you chose to not evade the venom and you chose to defend Palvin, you do so successfully. The venom, the acid splashes on your shield, and neither one of you take damage. However, it eats through the shield.
Whoa!
Well,
my shield!
Moof manages to dodge out of the way. Nice. I need to roll for Kata. I didn't roll for Kata.
Come on, Kata.
That's going to make my armor class go down.
Kata got a 1.
He's got mending.
Does mend work on a shield?
I think so. I'm going to have to check.
Kata got a 1. Kata fails. What did you get?
I think I got an 8.
Okay, so you fail.
I got a 9.
Okay.
Bad rolls. Get this for being a gold.
Two bad rolls.
Gold circle.
I'm not. I haven't been gold in so long. You have to see so many movies.
Yeah, I'm silver.
It's crazy.
I was gold for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, so I rolled really low, which is nice. You both take 23 damage.
Okay.
However, because this acid is what it is, it's just like, imagine like this acid shot out and they're little balls of nastiness.
Mm-hmm.
How much damage?
You take 23 damage, both of you. Therese, it actually ends up hitting your right arm.
Ugh.
And it burns a hole through your wrist.
Jeez.
Good lord.
Ah!
Zemnar, it hits your left leg.
Okay.
And it burns a hole through your calf.
But I have armor.
It burns through the armor, burns through everything. It goes into the earth and burns through the earth.
Yeah.
At this point, the screams of pain lead me back in.
It gets much worse. So Kata rolled a 1.
Oh.
It hits the top of Kata's head.
No, he's dead again.
And he starts just screaming in pain. He starts like running around. He runs outside of the tent.
Like by me.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Is the Tiger Man in here?
The Tiger Man is in here.
But he's okay?
Kata, wait!
To be honest with you, Therese, I didn't roll for the Tiger Man. I can't.
He knew what was coming. I think he would be like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's just so feeble, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I did not. I forgot to roll for the Tiger Man.
I assume he knew what was coming, so he'd move out of the way.
Doros is like kind of extremely impressed with you both. He goes, never seen anybody survive that venom before.
Is this worth it, Doros? Gah!
Villiand will run after Kata.
Me too.
Kata, wait!
So, is the plant dead or is it still alive?
No, so, yes, now we need to get the status of the plant. So, you did uproot it, and it's like you hit it, and it's tipping over. To fall on its back, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And you uproot it, and now it's just kind of flopped over. It's completely on its side, and its different mouths have all closed up, and its color has kind of drained, and it seems to be immobile. Also, the green tentacle vines have all shriveled up inside.
Okay.
So Zemnar's free.
I'm going to whack it now immediately.
Yeah, cut its head off.
Yeah, Zemnar, you're free.
I'm whacking it immediately.
Okay, you whack it. Your hammer just crushes it. It's actually very soft. And so you mash a good part of it.
Yeah!
Good!
Filthy plant.
Teresa's just staring at the acid eating through her wrist.
You okay, Teresa?
Did anybody have a way to heal, stop this?
Yeah, where's Pupper?
We're both chasing Got after Kata.
We gotta get out there. I'm gonna limp out there.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, Tiger Man, you got anything to heal this?
Eat the plant.
Alright.
Just I'll any part of the plant?
No, not any part. Just eat the petal part. The colored part. Eat that.
Right. I'll eat the color. Yeah,
I'll
petal
take
part.
How's it taste?
It tastes awful.
Yeah.
God.
It's evil plant.
We got a lot of things going here. I do want to get to Kata.
Yeah.
Okay. Really quick. So.
Eating his mysterious acid point.
Urines are tripping out.
So Kata ends up falling over, and you guys reach him, and you notice that, like, you can see inside of his skull, and it looks like the acid has eaten through his skull and his brain.
Chill, I'll cast Resurrection.
Right. Wait.
Oh, so you just think he's dead right now?
Can I, I want to attempt to shove one of the plants in his dead body, like his mouth, dude. Maybe it'll help him, I don't know, without using a spell.
I mean, I figured we would, like, rest here this night. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
We just had a huge battle.
All right, I'll just collect some
There's a bunch of
anyways.
Tents, you know? Yeah. It seems like we're going to from the RP standpoint, not just, like, getting your spell slots back, it seems like we're going
to
rest.
Are there negative effects of getting resurrected too many times?
The soul has to be free and willing to be resurrected.
And it's got the negative roll modifier
Until you
for
rest
4 days.
Times.
Yeah, 4 rests or something.
I think, though, this, like, high-level one, 272.
Did that movie come out yet? Ellen
did
Page
you,
is like,
did
she
finished
she dies on
long rest since the last time you cast Resurrection.
Which movie? Oh, Flatliners? Yeah, nobody saw that. What'd you say?
Flatliners.
thanks, Brad.
yeah, the target takes a -4 penalty. To all attack rolls, saving throws, and ability checks.
Yeah.
Every time they finish a long rest.
That is useless anyway.
Two questions. The last time you cast Resurrection was on the boat. Have we taken a long rest since then?
No.
I don't think we have.
No?
Also, the casting time.
I have my spell slot. I've been so good about.
I believe you.
Also, you
can't. You rested after
if
the
he's
boat.
Not.
Yeah.
Did
yeah,
he.
Yeah.
Did,
no big
did
drama.
Did he true die? Because you could just heal him, dude.
His brain seems melted.
His brain seems straight melted.
Okay, all right.
Resurrection also takes an hour.
So I will, like, carry...
Back to the tank.
Yeah, we'll drag him back in.
So...
Is it safe in there?
It's dead now.
Is his calf and my wrist better now?
Yeah, did they, like, heal up, or is the venom just gone?
Okay. So here's what happened with the plant.
Okay.
In terms of the acid specifically, after you eat the plant, Brad, it doesn't, like, your wound doesn't immediately close up, but you can tell that, like, it was eating away your entire leg. Its movement stops.
Okay.
So you cease the damage. And you don't, like, it still stings, it still hurts. If you were to touch that open wound, it would be sore. But it seems like it's really dulled the pain to a pretty intense degree.
Painkiller.
The disadvantage of this, for all of its good effects, it seems extremely powerful, and your body isn't used to it.
Oh, okay.
So you feel a little loopy. You kind of feel like
start doing push-ups?
Yeah, you know, like when you go to the doctor and they give you a bunch of medication,
oh,
you kind
okay.
of feel out of it.
Teresa's looking at Pomper through the hole in her arm.
Teresa, you're in pretty intense pain.
Yeah, and I'm just going, Pomper! Pomper!
Yeah, while Villian and I are carrying, carrying Kata in.
I keep switching eyes.
Set Kata down, and I just give you a.
Pomper, look.
I give you a quick little cure wounds.
Kata has died again.
I just bring him back again. It's okay.
When he casts cure wounds, Therese like watches the hole close.
Yeah, I'm just like I'm dazed.
Whoa!
Would
I have to say,
restore that though.
That's what it does, isn't it?
Mm-mm.
So he's gonna have a hole in his head like the zombie.
Here's what I'm willing to do, especially since it's a basic cure wounds.
Yeah, that's all I got right now.
No, that's fine. I'm willing to kind of have it stop eating through Teresa's arm, so she doesn't like.
I ate the thing too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
yeah,
she had
the
petal.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay then. I feel like we've played pretty fast and loose with Cure Wounds, where we've treated healing as like restorative. You restore some of the bone and muscle, but it's still pretty raw right there. Like it's not, you're not, your arm isn't back completely fine.
Sure.
But you can't stare through a hole in it.
Wow. Yeah. Well, just give him some of the plant.
I cast Lesser Restoration. You touch a creature and can end either one disease or one condition afflicting it. The condition can be blinded, deafened, paralyzed, or poisoned.
I've already ended poison.
Okay.
So,
yeah. So that wouldn't...
It's going to be okay.
Yeah. I'm fine. I just need to like rest and heal.
Yeah, we're just loopy now.
Okay, okay.
Give him a plant.
It's kind of like, eh.
I feel real good.
It's hard for both of you to stand.
Yeah.
That's kind of how out of it
is. I'm going to like sit down on the floor.
Zemna, what is wrong with you? What happened?
This evil plant.
The plant.
I feel good, but
makes you feel kind of weird.
Yeah.
You feel really giddy. Zemna, you feel like everything's kind of funny.
Zemna, is this drugs?
I don't know. Little
have you bro. Done drugs, Zemna?
I don't know.
What's drugs?
I'm gonna start casting that res because it takes a while.
I'm gonna take a rest.
Doros, have you fed them drugs?
Doros just says, it takes a while to get used to. It'll do you right.
I'm just giggling.
He crawls over to you, Brad, like kind of, because he's so weak that's the only way that he can get to. He doesn't, mm-hmm. Sorry, he doesn't go to Zemnar. He goes to Pomper. Because he noticed that Pomper, he doesn't know what Pomper is doing, but he notices Pomper is doing something with Kata's body. And he looks at you, and he looks very stern, and he says, "Let him go. We've got enough to deal with. This is the way of our people. He's shown that he's not going to be of any use to you."
This is the way of my people. Leave no one behind.
To us.
Therese kind of laughing just goes, "He's pretty good at getting in the way of stuff. That's sort of what we use him for, you know?"
"I don't know what you are with that tail of yours and that skin, but it was only advice. You don't have to listen to the ramblings of a failed warrior like me."
"He used to be a dragon boy. A dragon boy. And then we killed God. And now he's a weird rat man."
"Based on this conversation, I think it might be better to get you all to safety rather than have you fight Tataka. You're clearly not up for it."
"Maybe you could take us through a door, Doros?"
Good one, Therese.
Give me some of the plant. I'll show you
how
to deal with it properly."
"Give it to him, Zemnar."
Here you go.
"I hate this stuff."
He puts it in his mouth and he like swishes it in his mouth like it's mouthwash or something. And then he tilts his head back as far as it'll go, and he swallows. What will Doros do to the party?
Oh no.
Do to the party?
Yeah, that's
some crazy stuff. I knew I should.
He's gonna like Hulk up and just dude. Just like,
Therese should never trust anyone. I knew it.
How long are Therese and Zemnar gonna be high? Will the resurrection be successful? Probably. What is Villian going to do? And will he be able to mend his shield? Find out next time on Tabletop Escapade.